About older in this room. What would you guys like to do? You gonna make some more medicine checks? Heal up?
Seems like a strong
one
choice.
Thing we love on this show.
So
not
minutes.
Dying.
Wait, so that took about so then that would have taken about an hour then of rest?
Yeah, you guys can rest up and take a look around this room.
Right.
Long enough to make another round of medicine checks.
Let's see. Yeah, I'll check. I'll make a check.
I'll also make a check.
Myself.
Who needs the most? Oh, wow. So far, so bad.
Wow. Good job, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, by everybody, I mean me.
And
good
me.
Job, me. All right, Tavra, light up. Hey, you get some healing.
Hey, I medicined someone good.
Cool.
Hey, all right.
Okay. So I will remind you that you are you're immune to it for that time.
Oh, right.
From like everybody's check. So Tavra was the target of Zeldin's. Lacardus, did you want to work on Lethal?
Sure.
Or yourself?
No, I would have either worked on Lethal damage? Or no, I didn't. I would either.
How's
I would
Zeldin
either
doing?
Work
is Zeldin
Lethal
good now?
Or Zeldin.
No, Zeldin's near dead.
Zeldin. I'm only down two.
Sorry.
I think that technically I don't have one hit point.
Listen, right, so, yeah. Listen to my words. If Zeldin already tried to heal themselves and they failed, they are immune for an hour. Yeah. So if you guys want to wait another hour, you can, but you all can't try for the same person, if that makes sense.
Right.
You yes. can try if, to aid one another, which
now,
I do
if
recommend.
There, if there's but. One that is going through, I don't think anybody got me that round, and I'll take I'll top off, but I don't want to take it if somebody else needs it.
No, you're going to get 2d8 from me. Do you want to roll it or do you want me to roll it?
I only need two, so we don't even need to roll.
It doesn't matter.
I also have like two med patches I can just give somebody.
Jabert, that was the perfect amount. Thank you.
Oof. Oh, thanks. I did a good job
yeah,
this time.
You did.
Look at once. Me.
I'm doing it.
So
I'm part of the team.
From the ground while I'm prone and coughing up blood.
Can Hithaim give Zeldin a med patch?
Yeah, you know what? Let's just do a med patch. I gotta get something.
Please don't finish this adventure with 30 med patches each. They're just a D6, and you'll get better medicine one. Stuff later on.
Yeah, I doubt that. Okay, here we go.
Three.
Great. I'm doing great, guys.
All right.
Maybe another med patch.
Nah. Well, you know what? You know what? Give me that other med patch.
Yeah.
Med patch. I'm going nuts. Great.
Yeah, I didn't consent to two med patches, so you can, that one's going nowhere.
You can use your crowns, those of you that have crowns.
I know, but everyone was fussing about it.
God.
Ulithal, you guys did rest. After you used your crown day one of exploring this place, so you have the ability back. Just FYI.
Okay. Do it.
It was just so clutch to pull somebody up from dying in the middle of battle, and we needed that in the middle of battle, and we might need it in the middle of battle, which is why yeah. I hesitate to use it.
We've got three of them.
You got three of them. And
you got three of them.
Who? I can't remember it.
But I will say, if two of the people are down, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They can't use it while unconscious.
Too bad.
Yeah, I have one. Does Lacardus have one?
No.
All right, I will use...
Ulithal and Thayun and Zeldin, right? Are we talking about the tiaras?
Yeah. Yeah, I will use Motivating Ringtone on Zeldin.
What is the tiara again? Oh, sorry.
I keep calling it a tiara.
I think it's
the Oxian crowns.
Yes.
Yeah. It is a single day cast of Motivating Ringtone. It's the
what song and, you picking, Drew?
And you can talk psychically.
That too.
Yeah, we're gonna play the song.
I really should have thought of this before I said I was gonna do it. Huh?
Do you want to roll
there are
the
so many to choose from
the healing first and see how good of a song?
Yeah,
you
yes. Yes. Let's do that.
No, I want the song first.
Well, if you roll a one,
is,
it should
this
be
is the same
a
person
bad
who roleplayed before he rolled. So I want to hear the song.
It's one.
We saw how well that turned out.
I know.
At least I crit failed
in
attacking my cohort today. It is going to be pick up. It's me that's calling. That's 4 + 4, 8 points.
All right.
To
who?
To you.
You.
Oh, good. 8 is much higher than the other numbers.
How's everyone doing after 2 hours of wrapping bandages and giving each other little ice packs on your wounds, maybe apologizing for attacking one another several times.
Sure. Right.
Thayun just had it out for Tavra.
Seriously.
Look, the air was green. She was green. I mean, can only do so much.
Not a mistake.
I think that Tavra saw
again
that you were pulling your punches a bit, though. So I think that she is feeling generous.
I would hope that the choice I made to sacrifice a hero point does not go unnoticed.
Yes. No, I noticed it. Thank you, Miles. Tavern noticed it too.
What do you guys want to do next? You've searched this room. Known locations you still have left on the space station include the hydroponics bay, which there is another door to the west side of this room that looks like it also leads there. And then on the far side of the station, a computer center as well.
I mean, we're right here at the hydroponics bay, but
yeah.
But if we go back through that hallway, are we going to get hit with the?
Isn't there a door here?
The fire alarms,
yeah,
or
just
the
door here?
Yeah, there's a door right here.
Yeah, door right here. Alrighty, as you open up this chamber, you are hit with a wave of moist air, humid as well as a little, dare I say it, dank. Some dank air coming at you. It smells indeed kind of like rotting vegetation. Oh. It's a massive chamber. It's the largest area you've seen on the facility outside of the bay. It's a hexagonal module that indeed has the freshest air. Indeed, it does feel like a kind of a forest in here. There are walkways that border four watery plots where you see plants plugged into the ground. There's this massive spongy green leaves growing out of these large kind of tubular stalks. The ramps here are large enough to use as safe steps across the pooled water. Nutrients drip from a lattice of metal tubes above the garden. A center of this room, kind of the focal point, doesn't seem to be a natural or maybe a unnatural feature here. You see what looks like a large pile of trash and junk blocking the intersection. There are rows of upturned soil that have rended heavy-duty planters, made a big old mishmash. Let me show you on the map here what you're looking at.
Oh, that's quite a mishmash.
Look at this. Mash all mished.
That smell, it looks like it smells bad. Does it smell bad?
I think it's maybe there's parts of the water you see a little fetid, a little overgrown with decaying vegetal matter. It definitely seemed like this needed to be upkept. It is grown kind of wild, perhaps, over the time here. But this thing in the center does not look like it was a planned feature. It looks like just a giant pile of junk. What would you guys like to do?
I hesitate to say this, but I think we should check out that huge pile of vegetation in the center of the room.
I should say there are doors to the north, east, west, and south. You're coming from the east door here.
Were we looking for something in the arboretum before we came over here? Was there something we found that said something was in the arboretum?
Trees, probably.
There's a door to the north that wasn't labeled on the map that you saw, and that seems indeed to go to the other side of the space station itself. You've pretty much explored the entirety of one of the massive rocks. This is kind of like the center, the fusion point of these two asteroids.
Let's fight the big thing in the middle then. It may not attack us, but let's fight it anyway.
I love big middle things.
It's just a big pile of junk kind of towering.
You act like a pile of junk has never attacked us before, Patrick.
Can I dig through with my claws?
Yeah, why don't we first...
Oh, are we literally just going to jump in a pile of leaves? Because that sounds amazing.
I mean...
Woof, woof. We'll see what the initiative turn order says, because we're going to take a quick poll here.
No, we're not. We're gonna,
I went in with my claws.
We're just going to shut the door behind us is what we're going to do. We're just going to back out and just leave.
Well, I've got good news and bad news. You guys get a vote here still, but your vote is a little...
It just...
50-50 here, I guess. You have the options between a severe encounter and an extreme encounter. Now, I'll remind
you... Why won't we get better choices?
A severe encounter, you'll definitely get a hero point afterwards. Extreme, you will all get a hero point right now. Choose extreme.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Well, we'll see. You guys get the... Everyone gets a vote.
I mean, I've got two. I got two right now. Got two hero points. I could get me that... Give me that crit if I get a...
That crit for your deck attack.
Tyler out here always wanted to play on hard mode. Jesus.
Oh no.
Jabert, we tried. We tried, Jabert.
Come on. Oh. Denny needs a new character.
Oh, it's what? Tied. 3-3. I voted.
Oh, for no. Points. You can't change your vote.
You don't get a vote.
No. No.
Well, I guess
that's not how that works.
We were split as a podcast, so I think we should probably.
He changed his vote. You can't just blatantly manipulate the vote.
I didn't change my vote. I voted for the first time. Voted. I forgot.
Patrick.
That was Patrick. Oh, yeah.
Patrick voted.
I'm just kidding.
I thought. Okay. I thought Drew swapped his vote.
No, I swapped my vote.
Well, like I said, I will say you guys will get a hero point after this combat. So even. Knowing that, you hopefully will feel free to blow through some hero points as you guys are all who's not running up to the pile of scrap.
I'm not running up to it.
I'm not running up to that thing. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I'll be in the room, but I'm not running up to it.
Yeah, that sounds right. Boom. Okay. Right. Oh, and then yes, we get fun initiative turn order roll here. Go ahead and click on your character, roll initiative.
Do I roll anything special since I went in with my claws?
You went into the scrap pile with your claws?
Yeah.
If you want to roll athletics, I think that might be available to you.
It's not an option. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it is.
What do you mean it's not an option? Anything's an option. Oh, boy. You're going to get sick of going first here anytime soon, Rebecca? Absolutely sick.
I'm not upset, but it's just, I'm like, man, she was an operative and she always beat me at initiative. Now I'm the operative and she's still always beating me at initiative.
Not always, but these last two, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Let's see. Okay, I think we've got everyone in initiative turn order here. Indeed, there's a rumbling that comes from, I guess you feel it in your feet first. Maybe Hathayun isn't really feeling it here, but Tabra is first up. And as you get to your claws into this thing, you feel it begin to kind of pulse and move a little bit. And it is going to collapse on you. A big old pile of junk. And you are not flat footed to this because you've rolled better. So we'll make an attack roll. A 9 is going to be a miss. I think you can just kind of claw your way through the junk as it falls down around you. That's only a 14. Get your regular AC. But as the pile has collapsed here, you see what, of course, this was hiding. And I think knew this was, hopefully you guys knew this was coming. A whole colony of scrap rats comes on out.
Scrap rat colony.
Scrap rats come and hit ya.
Boy, I'm glad I didn't. Glad we didn't go for the extreme one, because you don't make attack of opportunity attacks. Oh wait, are they swarms or no?
No,
okay, they're just robo rats.
Just like the group that you've already defeated, but there is one that looks bulked up. You see maybe a
wreck.
Pregnant robot rat. It just looks huge. And you see like little eyes appearing inside of it.
Says, come to mama. Bop, bop.
scratch, scratch. Let me roll into the initiative turn order, but I'm pretty sure Tavers. Pretty sure you're going first, Rebecca. Nope, never mind. Screw you, Rebecca. The rat
Unbelievable.
Shall, the rat okay. shall rule. I've rolled a natural 20, and believe it or not, are all the rats going first?
It's a good day to be a rat.
No, I think you're going before the other ones here, but let me roll this guy in here. Dingo dango. The big one is indeed going to take its turn. It lets out a screech. And what can it do on its turn? All kinds of fun stuff. Oh my gosh. Get to do so many fun things. All the monsters have been terrible thus far.
Oh, I don't like it when Patrick has fun. No!
How dare I? Does it have a range? It does have a range shot, too. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, no. It's going to fire off a big old piece of scrap shot at you. What are you doing? Maybe I don't have the spell ready for this. Is there a primal spell called Junkbot?
Junkbot.
Game making up stuff. Vigilant Junkbot sounds like too fun of a spell not to cast. Oh, that's a first edition spell. Why is a first edition spell in here? Boo. I think we're going to replace this with the Simon Amnimal and create something you all love to see. I've got so many of them prepared. Bruce's brother, a cybernetic scrap bat, appears. Right next to Tabra. Looks like it's made out of junk and just rises out of this pile of junk here. Wow. Really? It's this good of a creature? That can't be right. No, I have to do this one here. Boom. Okay, it's going to make a claw attack as it rises out of the junk. Or a wing attack. 4 on the dice is going to be a miss. I can try again, but I gotta roll very high. 18 on its second attack might do it. Let's see. Yes, a 20 to hit is going to slash at you, Rebecca, for a d4 of talon damage. Prepare for 2 points of slashing. Slashing damage, I'm guessing. Slashing damage from its talon. The last action it's going to take here is going to make a range shot. The big one here in the back. Against you as well. A 7 on the dice is going to be a hit for a d10 of piercing damage. Oh, it could be real bad with a crit. 5 points of piercing damage as it just seems to telekinetically pick up a giant jagged shard of the nest that you just destroyed and fling it at you. That is its turn. Tavra, you are up.
Great. Tavra is going to strike at the one that's right in front of her and try to squash it. Again, with my claws, because I have my claws out.
Sure, one of these little guys.
I guess I could pull out my Doshko.
Yeah, it's a single action, so it's up to you.
Yeah, I'll pull out my Doshko. It does a lot more damage, so.
It does a lot more damage, yeah.
24 to hit.
Yeah, I don't have the scrap rat base in front of me, but yep, that is a critical hit.
Okay, cool. That does 30 piercing damage.
Okay. All right. I didn't know we were doing cheating rules. Another
did I squash it?
Absolutely destroyed. Yeah, you guys remember killing all the scrap rats in the first fight of the space station? You killed like 6 regular scrap rats then. So yes, that is destroyed. Unfortunately, you are. Oh well, I guess you are technically next to this little scrap bat.
Yeah. Let me strike at that too. While it's here. 18 to hit. Holy.
On a second attack, a 17 yep. is going to be a hit.
All right, so.
All right, but 8 points of piercing damage.
8 points of piercing damage?
Yeah, that was destroyed as well.
Yay!
I was right to focus my attacks on you. And I will be right as well because this one is going to attack you. This one's going to move over here to attack you. And this one's going to move up to Hethaeum on their turn. And a couple of pretty weak they have other stuff they could do. I forgot I should probably be doing this. This one's going to, it will step up to you, Tavra, but its first action is going to kind of poop out a frag grenade. It's going to propel it over to the other side of the room where Lucardus, Ulithal, and Zeldin. Zeldin in the other room are. Just poop it out. Okay. So.
Grenade. No.
Still needs to make an attack roll here. Okay. It hits the ground in front of it hits the ground at Lucardus's feet here. What does it do for damage? A burst weapon. Is it D8 of damage? Can the three of you here in the back, Ulithal, Lucardus, and Zeldin, make me a reflex save? Zeldin, you get a +2 bonus as you are right on the other side of that door.
Oh boy, I'm going to need it. Or am I? No, yeah, I am. Rolled a 12 with the bonus, that's to say.
Let's see. Scrap rats. Do they have a DC for the scrap rats? I'm guessing it is right here. Boom. Okay, so it looks like we've got a save from Ulithal, Lucardus. Unfortunately, Zeldin, not a save.
Yep.
8 points of damage.
Good night, everybody.
8 points of damage.
Half for Lucardus and Ulithal, so 4 points.
I'm still up. That's okay.
We're still five.
We're having fun.
It's going to take its second attack and attack Tavra and roll a 16, but this is its second attack. That is still a hit with its scrappy tail for maximum damage. Six points of slashing damage. Yeah. And it has another friend who is going to make a couple of attacks. This one did have to move, right? Two attacks against you. Boom, boom, boom. Well, for 5 on the first one is going to be a miss, and a 13 on the second is going to be a miss. 15, I believe, is miss.
Good.
Two attacks against Hethayun. 13 on the first one is going to be a hit. 6 on the second is going to be a miss. So this is only Miles 4 points of tail slashing damage. And that's going to take us to Lucardus.
Okay. Move, aim, punch. Same thing we do every day, right?
Moving up to this one that's on Tavra.
Yeah. I'll
slashing at Tavra.
Assist Tavra, but I'm not going to take the center position. That seems dangerous. Oh, I'm pretty sure I've missed here.
A 4 on the dice? I think you put some money on that roll. Do you have any hero points left?
You didn't give us any, right?
You guys chose not to have... Technically, it would have been less opponents if you had chose extreme, because I would have had to make these little easy guys slightly harder and there'd be less of them. But nope, no...
I'm broke when it comes to hero points, so that's just going to be a whiff.
Then we are on to Zeldin. Jabert.
Right. Right. Famously, I had nothing I could do against these guys, so that's bad. Also, out of level 1 spells, that's also good.
But are you out of ammunition?
Not out of ammunition, though. I got my -1 bonus on this attack I can do.
Wait, you're out of level 1 spells after you guys rested?
We had to heal. We had to heal a whole ton. And so,
gotcha.
Yeah.
From the fire extinguishers and the green orbs? No. That's all you fought since then.
Maybe I missed that we were actually taking a rest.
Okay. Well, it was 16 hours.
We rested overnight.
Okay, well, good. Then I have, I guess I have spells then. I don't know. Maybe, no, you know what? No, I did, like, just blow all my healing spells on after that supposedly easy thing where we fought fire equipment.
Okay, you might be right, yeah. All right, well, what would you like to do?
No, you know what I love doing is just shooting down the hallway, just blasting. I love blasting.
Here I go blasting again.
I've got a +2 bonus to blast. Let's see. Does any one of these in particular look weaker than the others?
I don't believe any of them that have not been destroyed have taken damage.
Well, then let's shoot at, since we're going for 20s anyway, let's go for the big one in the back. Pow-pow! No, I'm going to go for one of the little ones that I don't, that, you know, are not being blocked.
Yes.
And also, presumably we have lower AC. So let's do that.
Very low.
Hey, not that low, though. How low?
I love your dice rolls have represented your character so well.
Yeah.
Once again, you're providing that intimidating covering fire from the back.
That's don't a good roll point. A third time. I should do harrying fire or something. Wait, is that a thing anymore?
I don't believe so.
I'm casting shield and hoping for the best.
Yep, like you often will hope for the best here. Ethol.
All takes aim at two different rats, the one that is right in front of Thayun and the one that's slightly north of Tavra. And he calls out, "Dance for the sparks!" Electric arc. So you need to make a reflex save.
Oh.
In order to...
Reflex saves. And your DC is...
My spell DC is 17.
We've got a failure and a success. So this one, I think closest to you, is going to take 4 points of electricity damage. Is that right?
Yeah, great. Love how much damage that was. Love
one it. From Tavra is taken... Two. Do they have?
Weren't they weak to electricity?
Weakness? No, it doesn't look like it.
Something was weak to electricity, which I didn't have this on me at the time, but.
Okay. I think maybe the bats?
The holographic bats might have been, yeah.
Anything for your third action?
Yeah, the biggin, the mm-hmm. big guy back there.
Yes.
We are going to cash in my natural 20.
A critical hit, you say?
Hand of the Apprentice.
Is this the first fate point we have used here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This does count as a like you had just rolled a natural 20, so we will shout out Brian Head over on the Patreon, who has been a flanking buddy for years. We thank you so much for your support. Whew. Okay, now, it counts as a crit, and I can... pull a card. This can you roll your this counts as a attack roll, right? Like a random
yes
item attack roll. Okay, and what kind of damage does it do?
It does, I believe, the damage of the weapon. Let me double check that.
Slashing.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's roll up the card here. How? I just randomly rolled the card and got the same one that we got last time. I'm not using it. Give me a random card. Cut straps. The target's armor check penalty doubles until the armor's repaired. Doesn't really do anything here. But we're taking this critical damage roll you've got of 24 hit points. It is still up, but it is massively bloodied as the blade just slices through. Maybe cuts off one of the biggest scrap. This is called the Scrap Rat Visionary. This magic using Scrap Rat cuts off one of its arms, and it looks very angry at you, Drew. If anyone else has three hit points or three hero points right now, now that Drew has used his fate point, you can convert. I'm not sure if anyone does, but that option is open to you like immediately. As we go on to Hathayun, your turn, Miles.
All right, I'm gonna first attack the rat that's right next to me. It's 9 points of damage.
Nearly a critical hit, but it doesn't matter. That's enough to destroy it.
All right.
Blam.
And then I will attack the one that's next to Tavra.
Oh, yeah, with your reach solar weapon. It has taken a couple hit points here. Ooh, but that is going to be a miss on the second attack.
All right, and I will do a third attack. Meh.
That is a hit. 18 on the third attack.
All right. 9 damage.
Yeah, you rolled the 8. On the dice. That's enough to destroy that one. So we're down Woo-hoo! To one regular rat and the big scrap rat visionary. You guys have cleared out here pretty well. And takes us back to the visionary's turn. Pretty unhappy with Drew, I have to say. I'm going to say. So I think we're just going to zip, zap, zoop, move right over to Ulithal.
I'm so mad that attacks of opportunity are no longer a thing.
That free damage felt good sometimes.
I know.
God,
I don't know. I feel like for as much crap as people gave, like, first edition, there was some gold there.
Oh, there's so many good... I mean, it really should have attacked you from range because it's better at that, but it's so angry right now. Drew, it's coming at you with its one good remaining claw for two melee attacks.
Oh, you were so close, buddy.
Natural one on the first attack. That second one was going to be a 20 until the one showed up, I think, and nudged it.
I blew on the table and made the die move.
Okay, well, this does not... Well, no, this overextended, you trigger reactions as if you'd use a move action. I don't think anyone has a reaction attack. I will say this is a fail, and the second attack, a 8 on the dice, is only an 11, so I think that's a miss as well. Okay, then maybe it was good that you angered it. That's going to take us to Tavra. You've got one of these regular ones in front of you, and an enraged one going for your friend, Ulithal. This one's taking no damage in front of you.
All right, I will strike at the one in front of me in the hopes that I kill it, and we'll see what happens. 18 to hit.
That is a hit.
8 piercing.
That is exactly how many hit points it has. It is destroyed. Take him right off the turn order.
All right. Well, that frees me up to go after the one.
Go, Matt Hunt.
You can move right into flanking range here.
I don't know if I count as flanking.
It's a 20 to hit.
It doesn't matter. That is a hit and enough damage to destroy the rat colony for good.
Yay.
Well, yeah. Drew did do 24 points of damage there, so well-managed fate points. As this is, it was exactly what it said. It was a severe combat, which can get out of hand if that thing starts critting with its spells or terrible attacks. We are out of combat, and...
Fantastic.
You all have survived. You've made it through the scrap war and defeated... I'm going to say this was the mama scrap rat. And so you find yourself outside of combat here. Is everyone okay? I don't think anyone went down or anything super bad there, but is anyone
did hurt? Did we get a hero point for that one?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think we went with the, not the extreme, but the severe.
You get one after the fight. Yes. Yeah. So.
And also I used my automatic or my free roll 20 or 20 natural 20. Thank you.
Focus point.
Your fate point.
My fate point. Oh, so fate someone point. Else that has three hero points is now open to.
I have three too.
Tavra is down by more than half of her hit points.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, Tavra, you should probably take the fate point. Probably do a lot more in your hands than in mine. In the meantime, you can take back 12 HP.
Ooh, thank you.
Yeah, I'll just nudge the scales a few times. Boop, boop.
I'm at 8, which...
Oh, wait, my current HP is 3.
Oh,
And we're rethinking it.
That's okay, it's good, it's good. All right, so you're at 8 now, Drew?
Yeah, out of 12, which is not nothing, but when I only have that much, it's like, not great.
Yeah, you're a beefy wizard, Drew. You're the healthiest of wizards.
Somehow.
I don't have
any points in con.
Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, where a wizard would routinely be starting with like 6-7 hit points somewhere in that neighborhood.
Ridiculous.
I don't know how the math is mathing, because I don't have any points in con. I think it's just...
Oh, well, it's just a different Pathfinder second edition is a different right. game. Even Pathfinder first edition.
You get a whole separate pool from your
ancestry.
So you're not quite as squishy.
I do also I'll want heal you, to. Drew. Oh, I'll thank do you.
It. Oh, look at that. Look at that. I'm extra good at it.
Close to a critical success there, right?
So, yeah, one off. Because level one stinks on toast. Stinky, stinky.
The toast is so stinky.
And we back to full, baby. Thank you. I would like to take this opportunity also to refocus so that I can get my focus spell back for the next.
Yeah, I need to hang out for 10 minutes so I can shake off some of this curse.
Yeah, and, Tavra, do you want to do what you were planning to do when you came here, which was tear open the scrap warren, this giant nest of parts and pieces and junk that's been turned into a scrap rat home.
Yeah, let's go digging.
Digging for trash, digging into the trash. I think that you will find several, we'll call them 10, unused grenades, commercial frag grenades that have the glitching one condition. These are what were being turned into scrap rats. Let's see here. Just a whole bunch of very shakily pinned junk grenades. But yeah, as you tear through the trash and get towards the bottom, you also find what seems like the torn remains of more Illyrian crew members' uniforms deep inside that seem to have been chewed up, cut up in places and used like bedding at the bottom of the warren. And then beneath that, you even find bones of a few creatures. And yeah, that is what you find here. You've got a door to the north from the hydroponics bay and one more to the west here, which you know to be the computer center. I think there's a sign on the northern door that reads Command Core.
It's a good name.
So computer center over this side. And yes, Command Core module to the north.
I think Hathion would like to go towards the Command Core.
Sure.
There might be something to say about accessing whatever information we can about this place or what they were doing, but Command Core is fine by me.
The Command Core is to the west or to the north?
To the north.
The north.
Okay.
See, listeners, I'm not just forcing us to go into every empty room or every room in the place.
Give it time.
Drew, you should split the party. You should just be like, I'm just going to go open up this door.
No, I wanted to go to the magic spot.
Consequences be.
And they did do that for you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, cracking open the door here to the core, you find this kind of side room off this hallway where there's large computer consoles and I think maybe some like major facility controls. So you see like different modules that you've already been through and like different security door codes and things like that here. Giant levers that seem to be like default power shutoffs and things like that. At the space station kind of main desk here, you see the body of an Illyrian in the same uniforms you've seen the undead here wearing, but maybe with some more pips on their shoulder pad. Kind of mummified, almost turned to ash as you go move the chair. It just like crumbles apart. And yeah, there's a few other chairs here in this computer console system that indeed seems to be tied into the entire rest of Alpha Station. So you see kind of the power reactor is represented here. Arcane reservoirs, core memory banks, and encrypted data files.
Oh my, those are usually the good data files. The yummiest.
Mm-hmm. What would you guys like to do?
I mean, I guess the data files, trying to get a hold of those.
Should we turn on the power first?
Yes.
Do we need to?
No. Yeah. Or what is a data file?
It seems to be on, you know, what has re-energized this space station. You're not quite sure. It seems like it is. I mean, maybe it just like came out of some kind of time loop or something, but it is centuries old and it seems to be powered up pretty well.
Serious.
Does someone want to get on and let's see. You can try to hack in and find some information out here with an arcane check or computers at one of these two stations.
Guys, we're not playing a character that's baller on computers.
No, but arcane check I can do.
I can also do an arcane check. I'm just so used to being good at computers.
Yeah.
Like, because I've often played characters who are just like really good at that.
Oh, I know. It's all right. Let's
nope.
Toot toot on the dice. Oh my.
That's an 18 from Ulithal.
Yeah, 18. It seems like as you start to try to access some of these files, there are some unencrypted memory bank bits and pieces, like just some regular comm logs and things, and you see what looks like very mundane communications between the station and EOX, like years of satellite communications. But the vast majority of files represented in the system are all encrypted with an impossible to hack 2-point encryption system that has a very potent magical biometric lock. Just about all the files about the station's mission and orders from the captain require a living Alebrian genetic code in order to access them. Not a specific person, but someone of the Alebrian species.
And you did say living.
Living, yes. And
I mean technically, right? Technically.
Technically and literally and figuratively living. Well, I should say, why don't you make a society or an Eoxian lore skill check, and I'll tell you what you know about the Alebrians again here. Yeah, Ulithal, you're like, oh, well, that's all those files are dead and gone, but think as you take a look at it, Lacartus, you know that. Oh, and Hathion, you guys know that it is said that there is a very small deposit of still living Alebrians, the descendants of Eox that perhaps were not on the planet when it was destroyed by the superweapon. The all but extinct population is supposedly living in some kind of subterranean settlement on Eox, kind of away from where most tourists and travelers and traders and things would see. But have you ever seen one yourselves? Probably not. Think of it as indeed a very, very small population of people here on Arflecha. Like they're its own little secluded island, as it were. So yeah, you would need one of those people to come here, unlock this. But yeah, I think as you're looking through the comms here, you do get maybe the last communication from Eox, and it seems to be, you know, one of the last things that was opened by the commander of this station. And it seems, you know, a little garbled, staticky, as you can tell. But you get like a gist of it. And of course, Bruce can translate somewhat. It says, this seems to be what they were working on when the station went silent, when people died on board. Lacartus, would you like to know what is said here?
Oh, well, sure.
I can translate for you. They have said that they detected a emission of a super weapon from the planet Eox and Alpha Station, and its commander were directed to enact a plan to try and save the planet Iovo from the blasting super weapon coming to kill everyone. That was their mission.
Well, doesn't seem like they succeeded.
That is all that this message seems to. There's not a response that I can see, but that is perhaps what they were trying to do here.
I did feel like we were kind of in the presence of a bunch of losers, so all tracks so far.
Do you look around at the other people here with you?
He's not wrong. He's tough but fair.
Man, got my number. Yeah, so that seems to be what was going on here. I know you last week you guys went in the arcane laboratory and you found what seemed like some kind of magical kind of summoning ritual that you weren't quite able to figure out, that seemed to fuse this space station together at various parts. Not sure if you have all the answers here yet, but indeed, at the very least, you've already, you know, discovered this station is an invaluable piece of Eoxian past, something that they may not have known about at all. So valuable in that aspect, and potentially a lot more valuable if a living Elebrian were able to come here to unlock those files. No, but nobody's playing a genetic shapeshifter this season, right?
Can't. Yeah, I was about to ask if anyone had any like spell casting for like, you know, just like briefly transforming.
You gotta tell me if you're yet a genetic shapeshifter legally.
I know. I'm 1/16th Librian on my mother's side, but I don't think that's gonna be enough to open the lock.
Just a little bit of an Librian.
Just a little bit. I mean, fetchlings, Librians. We're all kind of the same.
No. you like rest a shoulder on the bones of the body of the captain that was here, and it crumbles even more, just turns into a fine powder.
I mean, people have told me I have a lot of forehead, so I think that's that, you know, that's that ancestry showing.
Right. Well, what would you like to do now?
Well, is there anything else in here that we can look through and find?
I mean, I guess we should.
Well,
if there's a living Elebrian in the computer room, well, I'm going to feel very silly.
You know, I mean, look, Cardus would, you know, say like, wow, considering we kind of get a finder's keepers with this mission, I think we should, you know, finish searching the rest of the facility for anything that might be valuable, since, you know, we get first dibs on that, and, you know, then take this party back home.
That is a fair point. Let's keep searching. So are we going to the computer room?
I think that's the last area that you have left here. Yeah.
All right.
Boop. Over here. Thwomp. The doors open up here. Yeah. Windows line one wall of this very long room, which you see there are numerous kind of old 1940s banks of computers that look like huge cabinets here.
I thought you said they were running Windows.
Oh gosh, ouch.
Even the life points.
Indeed, it says by modern standards in the book here. These computers are old and outdated, but there's
they are running Windows.
Windows XP. They are still functional somehow after long years of disuse.
That's not Windows, never mind.
But yeah, I think the power in the room, it's flickering a little bit. There's an eerie yellow light that kind of emanates from these machines, and it sounds indeed like an industrial fan, or several industrial fans are trying to keep these bad boys cooled down. What do you guys like to do?
I don't know that I'll be much good in this room.
Why not?
Me either. I'm going to let you guys type on the computers or whatever you do in there.
Although I guess I did just roll an Arcana check on computers.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, are these computers, are these magic computers different than the other ones?
It's mostly I forget that computers in 2E apparently have multiple things that you can.
Let me know if one of them lashes out at you or something. I'll be right here waiting.
Ethian will try to access the computer.
Beep, bop, boop, beep, bop, boop, beep, bop. Do you want to make me a computers check?
Sure.
Into the initiative turn order roll.
Oh, gotcha.
You sneaky.
Y'all knew it was
hey,
coming.
Tavra.
Wait, so they did lash out at them?
They did.
You ever seen those infosphere comment sections? They're pretty mean.
Hey, everyone roll into initiative turn.
Perception, sorry. Order.
Well, no, you can do perception if you're not using the computer, silly Billy.
No, I just hit perception instead of initiative.
Oh, right. Let's see here. And you know we will have you all.
Oh, no.
Be able to vote if you want a low, a moderate, or a severe combat right now.
Jabert, how much hit points did you get back?
I think the number is 0.
Oh, okay. Just no reason. That's not going to. I'm just.
Where even are we doing this thing?
It is in our
I see, there it is.
Discord. It's computers. You gotta vote on these computers. You surely will be able to defeat computers.
It's kind of exciting watching the poll.
We need a tiebreaker. We need a tiebreaker, Patrick.
Oh yeah, you do. yeah, we're going for
Wait, Jabert, did you vote for severe? This man's trying to kill his character.
You don't have to play this character.
You don't know what it's like. You don't know what I've built. You don't know how I've suffered.
Every week I gotta do this.
Here we go. All right, I voted. Oh no, it is tied. 2 votes for each low, moderate, or severe combat.
Oh, now you're gonna roll for it, aren't you?
I'm with Jabert. Yeah, I mean, we haven't really had this come up too much. You guys have been able to change your votes or figure it out one way or the other. Do you want to roll for it?
I mean, I think in a tie vote, I'd rather roll for it than
that's fun. Change
votes. Well, I mean, we could alternatively just go with the middle option, which is the average of all of the votes.
Ooh, that's
easy. Yeah, brain. Make so many people unhappy.
Yeah. Listeners everywhere, boo.
As you know, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
I don't know. I'm fine voting, but no one wants to change their vote, so. Rolling it randomly. Bing, bong, boom. It's a low.
Let's go.
Easy. Easy.
My and Tai Tai get what they want. Never punished.
Okay. Yeah, because indeed, as you all move into the computers, the eerie lights glowing on the screens kind of pop out almost holographically into air and manifest in these little guys.
Oh, not glitch goblins. Glitch God, goblins. These things suck.
Little bot nips. Bot nib. They got like a little, where their eyes would be, a digital computer screen, and they look like indeed just a little cyberpunk goblin gremlin guy.
Mm-hmm. Haven't we fought these guys before, or is this a different one?
Different campaign, but yeah.
Listeners,
right, but the same art, right?
Same art, probably. I think, yeah.
Listeners, just show you where the glitch goblin, while it being like a computer hologram, I just want you to know, still has a belly button, still has nipples and a nose. It's crazy.
Jibber will be playing one of these things next week.
Yeah.
Yep. If all goes well in this low intensity combat.
I don't know. There's 5 of them on the screen, so you might be able to get your wish.
Yeah, but yeah. You're not fighting the elite versions, which would have been so as much as easy, probably. And I rolled a 2 on their initiative, so they're dangerous. All are dangerous. Okay, that is going to, yeah, so they pop out. I think you guys have perhaps known enough about digital tech gremlins, something like this. They are reaching out to try and perhaps claw at you, maybe give you a good bite.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. Been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.